Happy to see Doug Dean back with us, Grand Hotel Executive Vice President and Captain of this major ship. You know, because I look at this like we're on a cruise ship. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, and sometimes it feels that way.
Well, it does.
Good to see you, Paul W. Welcome back.
It's always good to be back at Grand Hotel, and we have been broadcasting from this location right here in the parlor, the famous Grand Hotel parlor, for over 26 years.
And so you started when you were 12.
Well, I was born at 40. I was 40 years old when I was born, and I looked it. But anyway, in fact, I remember. I haven't said this in a while. The doctor slapped me, and then my mother slapped me because I was a breech birth. I came out feet first, so it's a long story. But anyway, you know, the team that I've met most notably, and Norman Dillard was just on with us talking about the great McGuire family and Guernsey Farms Dairy now becoming the official ice cream as of next year at Sadie's, and the lemonade even dropped off the Guernsey's farm bicycle basket lemonade, the official lemonade of Mackinac Island, and Dana Orlando. It's a good team. I mean, you got a lot more people, but those are the names that come to my mind.
Well, they're great additions to the team here, and I think what's more important is that they represent the folks that really make it happen for our guests, the frontline folks that our guests that return every year have been coming to see and have become part of the families of those that return and enjoy Grand Hotel every summer. So I'm glad you had some time with them, and we're excited about our partnership with Guernsey for sure.
Well, and we're excited about our partnership that continues at WJR Radio and with you. And I have to say that the biggest fear people had coming up here was that there was some kind of a major horrific change. I can tell you that any changes that we've seen have not been horrific. They've been wonderful, actually.
Well, that's great to hear because, Paul, as you know, you are not shy about sharing your feedback, and I really value that
well,
with you. And,
sorry, but I am.
I had a great experience this summer. I was down walking through our newly renovated or reinvented Esther Williams swimming pool.
Oh, totally reinvented.
And it was a Saturday afternoon, and there was a lady who looked to be a grandmother who popped out of the pool, looked at me, and came walking right up to me and asked me if I was with management. And I said, well, yes, ma'am, I am.
See, you have that look about you.
I think it was the tie. I didn't fit.
The tie down at the pool. Yes, I think that might have been it.
So I said, yes, ma'am, I am. How can I help you? And she had a very stern and serious tone about her. And she said, I was so angry when I heard that you were changing the Esther Williams pool. And now that I'm here, I love it. And that was a real moment for me and for a lot of us that have gone through this change. I know that change is something that causes anxiety, but we're trying to do it very respectfully and improve the experience for our guests. And that was a signal that perhaps we have.
You have. Change is difficult, even change for the better. And there's no other way to look at that pool project. And now that it is completed. And the other side building with the showers and the changing room and all of that, that I think everyone would admit was in sorely needed to be updated and fixed up, and you did that plus.
Well, we had an opportunity to do it and try to do it right and give it a facelift. And so now we feel like we've delivered what is truly a luxury experience for our guests, and I think that is representative of what Grand Hotel should deliver. So,
Doug Dean, you have a lot of experience. You're the go-to guy.
Are you saying that I'm old?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Someone might say that, but you're not old. But my point is you have a lot of experience. Yet was there anything that surprised you? Because this is a grand old dom. This is it's listed as one of the only or left wooden structures like this anywhere in the world. So there's some quirks. Is there anything in particular that surprised you that you can admit to us that surprised you?
I think the how well the hotel was put together 135 years ago continues to surprise me. I can't fathom. I'm not an engineer. I'm a hotelier, and I cannot imagine that someone had the vision and ability to put together a building that has become such an historic and important part of the state of Michigan 135 years ago to where it still endures and continues on, and I can't wait for the next 135 years.
Well, you're doing a great job of maintaining it, tweaking. The first thing you did was improve the employees' housing, and then you've done much more. I can't remember exactly how long it took, but it was built in record time, to the point of I was asked to MC or do the voiceover on a documentary on Grand Hotel. And this is illustrative of this, that the documentary took longer to produce than it took for them to build the hotel.
That's pretty stunning, huh?
Yeah. But they built the hotel in, was it 30, 60, 90 days?
Just over 90 days.
Just over 90 days. It took longer for us to put together.
In the 1800s.
Yeah. Without a lot of equipment that they have today to make it easier, they didn't have it.
Just for reference sake, it took us longer than that to do the pool reinvention, for sure.
Oh, well, there you are. Well, and that was a multi-million dollar project that just has added tremendously to the experience when people call 1-800-33-GRAND, 1-800-33-GRAND, to be a part of Grand Hotel. Nice to know, in the good hands of Grand Hotel Executive Vice President Doug Dean. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Paul W. Great to see you again.
Great to see you again. We'll see you again and look forward to it.